Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Sean, is that a Judas Priest deep cut on the show? What's going on over there?
I wouldn't say that it's
I like that deep. I like it.
All right.
When it comes to legit rock bands, your understanding and knowledge of them has grown since you've been on this program.
Thank you. It's by osmosis, Greg, that I'm associated with you that I learned these things.
All right. I'm happy about it. This is Rob from Saugus. Hello, Rob.
Hi. Good morning, everybody. I just wanted to say something. TV has a bigger influence than you think. I'm a New York Football Giant fan, and Plexico Burress was throwing turkeys off a truck in a documentary like New Jack City was, and like Frank Luca, like Bumpy Johnson was in the movie American Gangster. Now, he was too young to witness that in person.
Uh-huh.
All right? And they show him in a documentary on MSG in New York, throwing turkeys off the back of a truck to women and children who couldn't even catch them. They're 20-pound turkeys, you're throwing them. Isn't it better just to stay on a table on the side of the truck or a van and hand them to the people? Yeah.
So I assume you're...
So that to me influenced. That to me... And then next... And 2 weeks later, he shot himself in the leg in a club.
Yeah. So what you're... this is back to the discussion that we started during They Said It.
Yeah, where, John Morant. With John Morant.
Where Ja Rule is blaming rap music for what John Morant did in the strip club. So...
Yeah. And also, can I say another thing to Wiggy?
Yep.
Wiggy, I met you in Victor's on Route 1 in Victor Grillo's as a mutual friend of ours. He's since passed away in Italian Express. You took a picture with us and the staff. That was very nice of you. And you were just as advertised as you are on the radio or you were in person.
Thank you.
So very good stuff. Keep up the good work.
Very good chicken parm at Victor's.
Really?
See, here,
what do you think of chicken parm?
Very good. My favorite. If I on death row, that's my meal. I would, the only thing
emergency
I would.
Emergency top five best chicken parm subs in Massachusetts. Go.
Rondo's.
It's hard to, listen, I'll be here all day to try to figure
Meridian?
Out. Meridian Market, very good. You got to try my boy's place from Eastie, Sons of Sicily and Saugus. Very good.
Sons of Sicily?
His mother cooks the food and she's like, you know, an 80-year-old, you know, 4-foot Italian woman who speaks a little bit of English. Yes,
okay.
Go see my boy Buller and Saugus.
Benny.
Milano's very, very good.
I've had Milano's.
Great cookies.
Huh? What'd you say?
Milano cookies.
Oh, no, I thought you were sorry. I thought there was another spot. Maybe I was missing another spot. I'm always up for the discussion of Sonny Noto's. Used to be in East Boston, now in Wakefield.
Yeah.
Michael G's in Chelsea.
Okay.
There is
So if you want a good chicken parm grinder, that's where you go.
Good chicken palm grinder? Your boy out there, Red Rose in Springfield.
Yeah.
Oh.
Very good. You got to call it a grinder, which, you know.
All right. Anyway, you were going to go back to rap
talk
music.
Talk about a grinder.
No, I was going to say, people are fraudulent when it comes to that, when they go, well, you know, it doesn't influence people. You know, they're an adult. They should be able to make their right decisions. But how come when, you know, music or movies influence you to do something in a positive way?
That's fine.
That is fine.
Like what? Give me an example.
hey, we're not going to war because Bruce Springsteen had a song, anti-war, positive, lift us up. Look at these young kids. Thank you to Bruce for having that music.
Wiki's got a point, though, Greg. You talk about clothes. You talk about hairstyle. Everything's influenced by media or music or movies or influencers like yourself.
What rap tune
mm-hmm.
did Ja Morant take his influence from when it comes to brandishing a gun at a strip joint?
I mean, have you not heard any of Young Dolph's music?
Yeah, I was going to say.
See, that's the problem. Have you not heard? When I heard Biggie, and I was like, okay, here's a perfect example. Trevor Noah, you know who he is?
Yep. Yeah.
He had Redman on his show, and he said, because of Redman, he went out and bought Timberlands, and he told his mother, hey, I need to get Tim's if I'm going to be like Redman. My whole swag... Kango hats, you know, the derby hats, you know, that you see a lot.
Yeah.
I was wearing them because Biggie was wearing them.
Okay, but you love rap music.
I love it. It's the culture.
You have never been, unless I don't know,
mm-hmm.
there's never been a moment where you were brandishing a weapon at a strip joint or elsewhere.
No. Strip clubs I go to, you ain't bringing no gun in there.
Brandishing something.
Curtis will tell you. Magic City, you ain't bringing
God,
no piece in.
I'm never walking near that place again. They did a full cavity search. But by the way, like Greg, what about two words? Personal accountability.
Yes.
How about we all can listen to whatever we want, we can watch whatever we want, and if you choose to break the law, it's not the fact that Ja Rule said to do it, it's your fault for doing it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, no, I get that. There's a lot of, and Ja Morant went on and he talked with Jalen Rose and said that, you know, it was his responsibility. But I understand when, you know, people say, hey, that whether it's hip hop music or country music, whatever it is, that influences younger people that are in their 20s, you know, 23, 24. I get it. But when it's something that influences them in a positive way, it's okay. Which I don't get. Well, why are you keeping the same energy?
Yeah.
Same thing about friend groups. Some friend groups will influence you in a positive way, but the fact that we're all saying Ja Morant is surrounded by guys that are, you know, yes men and leading him down a bad path, we all want to say, well, it's his responsibility. Of course it's his responsibility, but the people that he's surrounded himself with are not helping his cause. And that's the issue here.
But Perk said it best. Kendrick Perkins said it best when he was speaking about Ja. And he's 100% right. It's when, and Dave Chappelle used to have a skit, when keeping it real goes wrong, and that's what Ja was trying to do, like, keep it real, like, I'm down, this is who I am, I still understand, I'm still like, you can, no, like, that's not who you are, you make $200 million, like, we're not going to find you in the same apartment building and complex or area you grew up, you
right.
elevate.
That, what that was the basic level of an identity crisis for Ja Morant. He is insecure because he's trying to fit into all these worlds, so we went overcompensated
right.
with it with the post and the Instagram live video. That's what happened.
Here's Kyle from Lowell. What's up, Kyle?
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How you doing?
Pretty good. So I know it's been Curtis's like life mission to get Joe Mazzulla fired since he was his lead. He's going to lose his job in 2 weeks. 2 days later,
he's doing a great job, Kyle.
But, I think Wiggy hit the nail on the head. It's more about the roster building. I mean, regardless of who the coach was, if you think we're going to just blow by Milwaukee this year after it took a 7 to scrape by without Middleton last year, you're smoking crack.
Well, and Kyle, then, how about Kyle? How about giving up 40 points, losing over the final 2.5 quarters by 40 points at home to the Nets, losing in double overtime to the Knicks, giving up a 19-point lead to the Jazz. These teams are all less talented than you are, so don't talk about roster building.
Yeah, no, but they really aren't anymore because Bobby doesn't play. Marcus Smart, defensive player of the year from last year, isn't healthy. He's a shell of himself. And you've added nothing since the offseason, and you still don't have a point guard. Like Wiggy said,
wait,
you have
the Jazz and the Knicks are better than
you
the Celtics?
You have 3 2-way two guards, still no point guard. Meanwhile, the Bucks have developed Javon Carter, a strong guard, point guard, brought in Joe Ingles, more height, and what did we do? Bring in Danilo Gallinari?
But what, the Jazz and the Knicks and the Nets are better than the Celtics?
You're talking about teams that are going to be irrelevant. We're going to end up meeting the Bucks in the playoffs.
Right, and home court was just decided likely because you lost to those teams in games you should have won.
The Knicks are pretty good, though.
they own the Celtics.
Yeah, they're playing pretty good. And to Kyle's point, they have a true point guard. And Jalen Brunson.
And they have bigs.
Yeah, that's
To finish the season last year in the series against Milwaukee and to think that you're just going to, as Wiggy says, run it back with the same crew, It's asinine. Like, you don't go out and look for a big. You don't try to draft a real point guard. You think you're going to win it? You think you're going to win it all with 3-2 guards? That's why we can't close games, Curtis, basketball guy. You are a freaking manager. Stop acting like you know anything. We can't close games because you got 3-2 guards and not a point guard out there.
So they should have lost to the Jazz with a 19-point lead, and they couldn't have used Grant Williams late in that game.
You know why you can't close games? Because you don't have a point guard. Like Wiggy has been trying to say to you guys, we have 3-2 guards.
So that was right? They should have blown a 19-point lead? That was what the players, that was their best effort?
I don't know. You tell me why having the best player in the NBA doesn't win you a championship with Jason Tatum right now, because he doesn't have a point guard to help him out. Yeah. It's the same thing. Like Wiggy said, Jordan couldn't do it without a real point guard and Pippen. They need help.
I wanted them to go out and get, and I know that he was hurt, but I wanted him to go out and get Lonzo Ball, like a true point guard. Yeah. Like, they need that type of guy.
Great call, by the way, Kyle.
Hey, Kyle, where did you play, just out of curiosity?
Division One.
Oh, well, okay, we're in Division One. That's kind of a big umbrella there.
I don't need to boost my own ego. Like,
oh, well, if you're going to call out my resume, I think it'd be good to know yours.
I mean, Curtis, anytime you want to meet up and play one-on-one.
Okay.
I haven't missed a shot in 5 years.
I really think. You've never played against a real Division One athlete. You just got their water bottles.
Yuka Agbai and I played one-on-one daily, and he beat me,
okay,
but I rebound well.
You crying your dad.
How did I clown,
you know what
my
happens?
Dad?
The managers end up suing Division One players because they get bullied. I've been in the locker room. It happens all the time. So let's meet up and play. We can do it for the Twitch stream. It'll be the best cocktail you guys ever had.
I love
Kyle,
this.
But
Kyle,
the difference is that you listen to my opinion daily, and I'm an idiot according to you.
I listen to Wiggy and Greg and even Courtney. I mean, geez, nobody's listening to you.
Where did you play Division One, Kyle? Let the world know. Where did you play?
Hey, Curtis. The most amazing thing you've done
since you came back from Florida,
you are now somehow the darkest man on the show with a tan. It's amazing.
Okay. Where did you play?
I will say, Kyle, Curtis started when his dad was coaching. So I don't know.
I'm not going to say where I played because, Curtis, we could just meet up and you'll find out, buddy.
I like it when you say Greg Hill Foundation.
That always feels endearing.
Street ball.
Take on Curtis 101.
I'm now searching. I got to find where Kyle went to school. I am Googling. I like Kyle. I think he's a good caller. He calls in a lot. I now need to know everything about him.
Could you imagine if I went on a rant about how I was a D1 player and I never was actually able to say where I played, the amount of mocking I would take?
This is like King of the Court with Curtis. You know how we had the Blue Collar Friday?
Yeah.
Now it's
King of the Court.
Sports with Curtis.
One pickup ball with Curtis.
One day I took Jermaine Watson to Pino's, and it was electric.
See, the issue is if you look at the Celtics since the All-Star break, and you want to pin it on, there's three choices: Joe Mazzulla, the players.
Mm-hmm.
Or I guess Kyle is making the case for Brad Stevens not doing anything trade deadline time or roster building prior to the season.
Yep. That's what I said.
Curtis says it's Joe Mazzulla. I think it's the players. I mean, you have a 9. You're blowing a 19-point lead.
Mm-hmm.
No, they don't have the talent to beat the Jazz with a 19-point
right.
lead.
You have the talent to get the lead. You just can't hang on to the lead.
Something that would tell me coaching's in play. I don't know.
Yeah, I would agree with Curtis on that one. If you're blowing a 19-point lead, your coaching's got to be the issue.
But Perk said there's no discipline.
And by
they
the way,
respect
Wiggy,
the coach.
To be fair, we all credited Mazzulla for that phenomenal end of game 3-point diagram play to Tatum.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that a couple weeks ago? I think it was a Saturday night. That was great. We all gave him credit. So you give him credit and you criticize him when he's unable to maintain these types of leads. And it's not once, not twice. It's 3 to 4 times since the start of the second
half.
And
this is why I said, if you don't believe the Celtics are going back to the NBA Finals, Wick has a very, very difficult question to ask himself out after the season. What am I doing with this team? Because
do you think they're going to the finals when you look at this team right now?
I don't think so.
They're going in the wrong direction.
Right, I don't think so. And now if you have Jaylen Brown, who is kind of a little bit of like, not really sure if he wants to play in Boston because of all the other things. And I get athletes want to be able to expand their brand, and he might want to do it in a place where he can really do that as a black athlete. That is the issue. Then if you have Wick to look and go, okay, well, maybe Mazzulla isn't the guy. And then if you're saying to Tatum, when we heard Tatum say this about, I think, I can't remember, you played this audio, about how much he really loved Ime and what he meant to the team. If you are Wick, you have to be thinking to yourself, how do I get us back there? And do I maybe have to pick up the phone and bring back Ime, similar to a core and Red Sox situation?
Yeah.
I think that's a real thing, man. I think the the Ime thing will be in play after the season.
Missoula, you're going to get a call.
I know that you're kind of like, people will be upset, but if they get bounced, I don't think people are going to care. Mm. I think people will be happy that he's back.
It's a workplace thing. I just don't see how they could do it. I haven't heard that, you know, she got fired. She could still be working there for all we know.
Yeah.
You can't reintroduce that situation. And again, I'm not saying right or wrong, because right. I understand
no,
that
just
people
reality.
It that is the reality of the situation. It is 2023. They can't do that.
I think it would be a sit down and like, here's how we have to settle this. If she is really that upset about it, maybe they give her money or whatever. Because what's more important? You as an owner maybe having to deal with a little bit of backlash from the workplace stuff, or you have to...
It's not a little bit of backlash. I think it's every... I don't know, but what we heard was it's nearly every woman who works for the organization
but
based, has an issue with it.
But I'm saying the backlash that you might have to deal with in-house versus the loud screams of your fan base.
Yeah.
You know, if you're Wick, which one do you want to deal with more?
So you think that this team would not be blowing these leads if Ime was here?
No. I think this team would be a legitimate contender. They wouldn't be. Last year, and I gave you this stat, after the All-Star break with Ime, they only lost 5 games. They've already surpassed that.
Yeah.
So I don't think this team would be playing the way that they're playing. And the biggest
they
issue.
They started off hotter, though, than
right,
the team
they did. But
with
the
Ime.
Biggest issue that they have this year versus last year is their defense. Now, yeah. Granted, part of it is Rob Williams, and I think Marcus Mott having some dealing with some injuries. But it's also about buying in, and I think they buy into Ime.
One team that we don't have to worry about is the Bruins. And a quick reminder that Bruins Thursday is this Thursday, and every Thursday, Mike Milbury will join us at 8:20. And on Wednesday, we'll talk Bruins with ESPN's Sean McDonough at 9.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.